These stars are gentlemen that have performed all over the world and whom all of us have enjoyed to our heart's content.
You are quite right, Mr. Seymour. Quite right.
Thank you very much,
sir.
So, for instance, we have a gentleman here who specializes in neon lighting.
That's right.
And what is your name?
I'm known as Paul Jerome, the original neon clown.
How did you get the idea for neon?
Well, I'll tell you, Dan, I was walking down Broadway one bright night, and I saw all these beautiful neon lights. I looked up and I says, well, now, if all these big corporations can sell products through the neons, why can't I go with the greatest show on earth and sell laughs through the neons? So right away, I have invented the neon heart, which you see, which will flash.
Yes, indeed, I do.
Then I have a neon nose, which I use in the spectacle, neon ears, and neon glasses. In fact, I'm what they call the mechanical man wired up for neon.
You certainly are, Paul Jerome.
Well, thank
and this
you,
gentleman here, what's your name?
I'm a lady.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. A lady clown?
A lady clown.
Are you the only one in the circus? And your name, please?
Rose Hanlon.
Rose Hanlon. How did you get into the circus?
Well, I've always been a dramatic actress, and my husband joined the circus, and I love the children and the clowning, and I thought, well, that's
the greatest drama
is
playing the clown. All right, thank you very much. And this young lady here, what's your name?
I beg your pardon.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir.
I'm Ernie Burst, the new look clown.
The new look clown,
yes.
I should say so. I wonder if our cameras can see the beautiful eyelashes you have. Just about the longest in the world, I'd say, Ernie.
Yes.
Ernie, I've heard some expressions backstage here at the circus about a May 1st clown. What is a May 1st clown?
Well, a 1st of May is a clown that first starts in the business. And those clowns have to take all the bumps and all the falls and all the dirty work that's in Clown Alley. That's the way you get your start as a clown.
Now, how long do you have to be a May 1st clown?
Well, I'd say it's a long apprenticeship. At least, shall we say, 10 years.
How long have you been with the circus, Ernie?
I've been with the circus 12 years.
And how old are you?
I'm 26 years old.
Well, that's a long, long time for a 26-year-old clown. Thank you very much. And this gentleman here, your name, sir?
I'm Paul Jung.
Paul Jung. Oh, yes, indeed. You're the man who creates things for the clowns, aren't you?
And that's right, Dan.
You're a producing clown.
I'm known as a producing clown.
Well, just what is that, Paul?
Well, a producing clown brings on gags for the boys that don't happen to have material. In other words, we try to think up some idea whereby we can use a lot of different clowns in a big show number.
I see. And you're the man who supplies them with the material.
That's right. There are other producing clowns, though, beside myself.
But you, I understand, are just about tops in it, Paul.
Well, I'm the one that builds most of these heads, these papier-mâché figures and heads that you see.
Oh, I see. And this gentleman here, good night.
Hi. Lou Jacobs.
Lou Jacobs, the fellow with that little car
that
scoots around the circus.
Believe it or not.
Lou, I don't know how you get into that
car.
How do you fit yourself into a 3-foot car?
I'll tell you, I'm used to small places. I used to do the contortionist years ago, and I've still got some of it left. Things come in small packages, boy.
Thank you
that's
very
a big
much.
Surprise.
I should say it is when you get out of that. And this gentleman here, I'm terribly sorry. What is your name, please?
Felix Adler.
Felix Adler, the greatest of them all. But Felix, you needn't have brought your lunch with you.
Yeah, I got my lunch in here.
Really?
Yeah,
you
want,
let me see it.
Sure.
Oh, sure. I'd like
all
you
right.
very much. Here we go. Oh, now, wait a minute.
that's my new partner with the circus.
Felix, all of you fellas back here, you clowns, have struck me as being the happiest bunch of people I've ever met. You know, I understand that you don't even copy each other's makeup. You're not allowed to do that.
No, we have a moral copyright. We can't copyright a makeup. There's no law to cover makeup with a copyright, you know. But we have a moral copyright, and anybody that copies anybody else's makeup, they usually ridicule them by calling them the name of the clown that they're copying, see?
No, I never realized before just how serious a business clowning was.
You see, a man must get a makeup that fits the contour of his face for mugging, like that. See, you know that this here is the original ham actress?
Why so?
Well, she's a ham actress.
I should say so. I know what you mean.
Her name is Amelia.
How long have you had her?
I've had her just about 3 weeks.
Go-go! Wait a minute, Felix. We have a chap here. Well, yes, okay. Now you can go ahead. You can tell all the folks. Bring on the ringmaster.
Presenting a new performer. The greatest gasoline Gulf has ever made. The new Gulf No Knox is here. The greatest performer of them all. A sensational new gasoline designed especially to get the most from the latest high compression engine. And new Gulf No Knox gets the best performance from older cars too. Even many with heavily carbonated engines. New Gulf No Knox is here. Every drop packed with terrific power. New No Knox. More power than the strongest circus lion. power to give your car new vigor on the highway. New no-knocks. Smoother than a trapeze artist. For quick, safe passing on the road. New no-knocks. Quieter than a bareback rider. Eliminate the knocks and pings that wear your engine. New no-knocks. Faster starts than a human cannonball. And the great new Gulf Gronox means mileage that is unexcelled. Ladies and gentlemen, it's here. The greatest gasoline Gulf has ever made.
New Gulf Gronox. Terrific power in every drop.